Tonight is the Yontuv of Shavuos, Sunday night. And, of course, the first question everyone wants to know is, why can't we make Shavuos early? Or perhaps, can we? In other words, what's the issue of bringing in Shavuos early tonight? Because right now we're in the colloquial early Shabbos, early Yontif period. And people do, whether you do or not, the Minhag HaOlam among many is they bring in Shabbos early. They've been bringing in Shabbos early since after Pesach. Some wait to after Svira, whatever the issue, whatever your Minhag is. But there's halacha all year round of Tosefet Shabbos. And in fact, what is the source of bringing in Yontif early? Interesting, it's the Gemara in Yuma, Gemara other places, regarding Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that there's halacha, there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur of all. See, God has a sense of humor. He wants you to bring in Yom Kippur early. He sees if you're serious or not. If you're serious about bringing Yom Kippur early, then he'll let you bring in Shabbos and Yontif early. So the halacha is that because the Torah says about on the 9th of the month about regarding Yom Kippur, but Gemara says, what do you mean the 9th of the month? But Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month. So we learn out from here that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim to bring in Yom Kippur early. And the mitzvah applies on its entrance and exit. So we have a mitzvah in our Torah, according to everybody, that you bring in Yom Kippur a little bit early, and you extend it on the late side. That is clear cut, not debatable. Lahalacha, not debatable. Everything's debatable, but not debatable. Lahalacha, that we have a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Jeff, you seem to be agitated.
It seems to be our custom of Minhag, more than that, that you eat it at Yom Kippur till the last moment or something.
There's another pasuk. We learn out something else. There's another interesting, as Jeff is pointing out, from that pasuk. We also learn out something else. How can we learn out two things? But we learn out that whoever eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's ki'il hisana b'tishiv asiri. You get a double if you eat on the ninth day. It's like you get credit for fasting. So that's why it says on the ninth, because you're getting credit for fasting on the ninth and the tenth, because again, another thing, I wouldn't say it's not debatable, but a mitzvah min haTorah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The one biblical fast day, we have a biblical mitzvah to eat. So that's another thing we learn out. And to your point, Tosis and Beah points out about whether the rebuking people who are waiting to the end on Yom Kippur to eat to the last minute. There is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, whether it's 2 minutes or a half an hour, those are minhagim. So one pasuk teaches me there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's one mitzvah. And another drasha tells me there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So they're not contradictory. So that's Tosefes Yom. What about Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif then? So, again, the consensus view of the Rishonim is that Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah min haTorah. One can bring in Shabbos early. Not only can you, one has a mitzvah min haTorah. Again, let me point out, as always, all year round we have a mitzvah of bringing in early. That's the custom of women lighting candles 18 minutes before. But the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos applies all year round. Don't confuse it with colloquial early Shabbos, which means you're really making it early. You want to make it after Plag HaMincha, like an hour and a half, 2 hours early. That's when we say early, that's what most people mean. That's colloquial. Early Shabbos is no discussion. There's a mitzvah of Tosefet. Even if you're not going to bench Shluch tonight to 8:20, that's still early Yontif. You're getting Tosefes Yontif in no matter what. When we say early, we mean after Plag HaMincha will be the Shaila, not bringing in Tosefes Yontif not bringing it in before Shkia, which we have to do. I mean, well, you have a mitzvah to do. So they point out, so on, how do we know that we paskin that Tosefes Shabbos is min haTorah? Because there's a Gemara. One would think it would be a debatable point, but the Gemara writes, Rav Soi Shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davin Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. And as well, the Gemara assumes he made Kiddush as well. So the question is, Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. How could you make Kiddush? How could you do a mitzvah min haTorah during a Zman Tosefes? Elova, then it must be, the Or Zeruah writes, that Tosefes Shabbos must be biblical also. If you could fulfill a biblical mitzvah during Tosefes Shabbos, that must mean that Tosefes Shabbos, because if the Torah doesn't recognize Tosefes Shabbos, how could you do a biblical mitzvah of Kiddush during that? That's the Or Zeruah's Raya. And therefore he concludes, Tosefes Shabbos is min haTorah. On the totally opposite end, the Mordechai proves from this Gemara that Tosefes Shabbos is only derabanan. Why? He says, everyone knows Tosefes Shabbos is only derabanan, and Kiddush is deraisa. So what do we see from this Gemara? That you could fulfill a mitzvah in haTorah during a zman derabanan. And that's from here he brings a raya, perhaps, that someone who's only obligated midrabanan could be motzi someone who's obligated min haTorah. Whether we pass him like that's a discussion, but that's the more. So as always, I find it interesting when you have the same Gemara and people bring rayas in both directions. That's good, because it shows you both sides of the coin. So we generally assume, like the Or Zeruah, that Tosefes Shabbos is min haTorah, not Midra. But there is an interesting Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam only quotes the halacha of Tosefes in two cases, not the two you would think of. Not the 2 days you would not want to bring in early. That's the two cases he brings it in. Yom Kippur. And then he talks about it on Tisha B'Av, that bringing in Tisha B'Av. Why? Because according to the Rambam, there's no Kiddusha Sayom here. It's the Inoy. It's the affliction part you have to bring. According to the Rambam, there is no concept of Tosefes. We could discuss, maybe you're allowed to, but there's no mitzvah, we'll see. And so according to the Rambam, if there's no Tosefes, how could you make Kiddush early? So that's for a different reason, because the Rambam Shita is, the Chi of Kiddush starts before Shabbos, because you're supposed to bring in Shabbos and give praise. So that's why. But fundamentally, he doesn't hold from Tosefes Shabbos. But regardless, everyone agrees to the facts of life. You can make Kiddush early Friday night. Either it's a proof that Tosefes Shabbos is Daraisa, it's a proof that you could do a mitzvah in haTorah during a Zman Darabanan, or it's not a proof anything. It just tells me the mitzvah of Kiddush is something you could do before Shabbos. It doesn't tell me anything about Tosefes Shabbos. We generally assume, like, door number one, we assume Tosefes Shabbos is Daraisa, and that's why we can make Kiddush. The question is, what about Tosefes Yontif? So really, people think there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif regarding Tosefes. The bottom line is, there really is not. There is no fundamental difference whatsoever. If you hold Tosefes Shabbos is biblical, then by definition you hold Tosefes Yontif. It's the same source. We're learning it out from Yom Kippur. So if you hold it's biblical, except if you limit it to Yom Kippur, like the Rambam. But if you extend it to Shabbos, you extend it to Yontif as well. So we assume, contrary to popular belief, the mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif applies min haTorah to Yontif as well. So why would one come to the erroneous conclusion that we don't say Tosefes Yontif? That's because there are many Yom Tovim where we don't bring in early, but for, I'd say, more external or technical reasons, not fundamental reasons. So I'll give you an example, like Pesach and Sukkot. Why we don't bring in early? Why? Because from the Gzeiras HaKasuv, Tesvav, Tesvav. So we learned this, like by Pesach you can't, why can't you bring in Pesach early? So that's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Why? Is it because it's a din in Kiddush? And since you can't eat the meal until nighttime, so it's lacking in Kiddush b'makom suda, that's the Taz's opinion. Or according to the Magen Avraham, it's a din in the Dalet Kosos, that the Dalet Kosos have to be done at night, like matzah and the Karban Pesach. So, in other words, there's side reasons why, but it's nothing to do with Tosefis. So Tosefis Yontav applies in our Torah. There are those who want to apply it to Rosh Hashanah. That's a much later institution, and not even widely accepted, because you don't want to bring Yom HaDin in early, even though really, Pashtus, the din doesn't start to the next morning anyway, which is why we don't necessarily accept that lahalacha. I mean, you know, some amachmir, but so that's already in the Gemara Tesvav, and other days we find it in the Rishonim, but what about not making shruas early? Like, what would be a problem bringing in shruas early? In fact, the Taz talks about a case where someone, I guess it was going from Rosh Hashanah to Shabbos, I'm guessing, and they didn't have a chauffeur on that day. Maybe it's the second day, it's going from the first day to the second, whatever the case was, is they accepted Shabbos already, and therefore you don't pull a chauffeur on Shabbos. But they didn't have a chauffeur. They brought in Shabbos early, and then they found the chauffeur. The question is, could you still blow a chauffeur or not? Because you accepted Shabbos. So that's the whole discussion. The Taz brings down a raya that one day it was cloudy, and they thought it was nighttime, but then the sun came out afterwards. So he writes it was a Kabbalah Shabbos betos. He didn't. It was a mistake, therefore it's not binding. So the Taz wants to discuss if you would have known that you would have found the chauffeur before Shkia, you wouldn't have brought in Yantav early, so therefore maybe it's not binding. It's a general machlokas about Tosefes Shabbos. And when I bring in Tosefes Yantav, let's say, is Tosefes Yantav real Yantav? Or to use the phrase, a quasi-yantav. What do I mean? Like, in other words, when I say I'm bringing in yantav, does that just mean I stop doing malacha? It's like or can I even do the mitzvahs hayom early? So that seems to be a debate between the Taz and the Marshal. It comes up every Friday night. If you make Shabbos early, so could you finish your suda before nighttime? Or do I have to have a kezias of challah at night? So that the Taz writes, no, you could finish your meal early and take a walk. Even there's a Trumas Hadeshin where he talks about in his town they brought in Shabbos early, they had the meal, and then they used to walk around the river there, whatever town it was. Again, it's not clear if the Trumas Hadeshin shilas were real questions or made up questions. The tshuvas are real, but whether he just made up the questions, he could give the answers he was actually asked, it doesn't make a difference whether they're real questions or not. His tshuvas are real. That's the important thing. So they discussed, even in that case, was he talking about making Shabbos even before Plaga Mincha? But we're not even talking about that. We're saying, so according to the Taz, it's not a problem. You could finish your meal early and go take your Shabbos walk, and you don't have to eat any more challah later. And the Marshal disagrees and says, you have to have a kezias of challah. Why? Because, why can I make Kiddush early, but not my Suda? So he says, because it says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kodsho. It says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, but by the mitzvah of Suda, it says, Ichlu HaYom Ki Shabbos. So when it comes to the Suda, it says you dafka have to eat it biyom on Shabbos. So he says that means to exclude Tosefes Shabbos. That's a major debate. Does Tosefes Shabbos or Yontav take on the same status? Or, well, I shouldn't say it takes on the same. I think everyone would agree perhaps, that if one was Machalo Shabbos during Tosefes, it wouldn't be the same onish as if it's Shabbos proper, I believe. But in terms of whether you could take on the Kedushas Hayom or not. So the Taz says, yeah, it's like regular Shabbos, and whatever you could do on Shabbos, you could do during Tosefes Shabbos. And the Marshal says no, that there is a difference. In fact, it's a Tosus and Ksuvis. They discussed the question of not getting married on Yontif. Because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. V'Samachta B'Ishtecha V'Lo B'Chagecha. In other words, you can't split yourself up. But you would think maybe that's the best time to get married on Yontif. But the Gemara says no. We need exclusive Simcha for Yontif and exclusive Simcha for your wife. So the question is, what about Tosefes Yontif? Let's say a person like took on Yontif and said, wait a second, I want to marry with my kid now before Shavuos. I'm assuming the kid's in on it also. The kid wants to get married also. So could you do it? It's Tosefes. Something happened whenever, let's say the power went out. So you want to have your meal early, whatever the case may be. So could I have a wedding? Again, could I have a wedding during Tosefes Yontif or not? So it seems to be two opinions in Tosis and Ksuvis. What's the Nakuda? It seems to be whether when you take on Tosefes Yontif, is it just like an Issa Malach? It's only a quasi, but it doesn't infringe on Ema Arvin Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha doesn't really start yet. And therefore you can get married. I say no. Tosefes Yontif takes on the same halachas as regular Yontif. So that seems to be the issue here. That's what the Taz holds. You could have every Shabbos, you could start your meal early and end it before nighttime. And according to the Marshal, you got to have a long meal. You have to continue your meal. Probably not a good idea for those on a diet. Assuming you could gain weight on Shabbos or Yontif, it's probably not a good idea to go with the Marshal only from a food gaining weight. I'm not saying from a Kedusha aspect, because I'll just tell you a general rule. If you're sitting at the table 4 hours with food in front of you versus 2 hours or one, most people are going to eat more. You know, so that's just the klal. That's true on Tuesday or Thursday also, not just Shabbos. So therefore, according to the Marshal, he said you have to wait until... So the question is, and in fact, there was an interesting question of the Netziv. Someone, I think a woman was Makabel Yontif, and then I guess she found out that her father or mother passed away. Not only passed away, but they just did the kfura. So the question was, if you get Shiva in before Yontif, so then that's it. It's Mafkia, then there wouldn't be any Shiva. You do the Shiva and that would be it. Then Yontif would be Mafkia. The rest. But if it's Tosefes Yontif, maybe it's too late to do Shiva. And I have to wait until... So that's to be the Shiloh. Is Tosefes Yontif... If it's just an Isra Malacha, then why can't... There's no Isra Avelis. In other words, there's no mitzvah of Simcha yet, so I could do Avelis. If it's Yontif already, I can't do Avelis. So therefore, that's the same issue. So let's get to Shavuos now. So what about tonight? Is there any reason why one cannot bring in Shavuos early? It's a mitzvah in HaTorah. We're all in agreement, or halacha, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to bring on Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosefes Yontif, I don't necessarily mean making early 7 o'clock Shavuos. I'm even talking, you know, I think everyone agrees anyway, by definition, we're going to bring in, you're going to bring in Yontif before Shkia. So I guess everyone assumed that's okay. So that'll be Akasha, so... Why wouldn't that be a problem? But so it goes like this. Why would anyone think that? So there's nothing in the Gemara, the Rishonim, the first discussion about not bringing in Shavuos early is in the Achronim, in the contemporary Achronim, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. They discussed it. What would be the potential problem of bringing in Shavuos early? So they say as follows. We know we're towards the end of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not too late. You can still count. Today's the 49th day, which is 7 weeks in the Omer if you haven't counted yet. But today's the last day of Sfira. And the Torah tells us, Timimos Tihiyena. They have to be complete days. So really the simple, so people know the Bahag about missing a day, but really what Timimos Tihiyena means is, why do we start counting Sfira at night? Why not count Sfira during the morning? That's when the Karban Omer is. And that's when we do the mitzvah of Shofar, the mitzvah of Lulav. So the real answer is because Tamimus. We want a complete count. So we start in Judaism, the day begins at night. So we begin at night. So Sfiras HaOmer, so the Magen Avraham and Taz bring up the potential problem, they say. Different opinions, which one? Either by davening Ma'ariv early or by making Kiddush early, somehow you are interfering with Tamimus. In other words, by you making Kiddush or davening Ma'ariv, you are showing it's Shavuos. If it's Shavuos, that means Sfiras HaOmer is over. So they say perhaps we're lacking in the mitzvah of Tamimus. And even though Ben Hashmashas already is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, but the minhag developed based on the Magen Avraham, and so everyone agrees you could bring in, you are going to bring in Yontif early, like you're not, meaning you're not going to do, you're going to light candles before, even though actually it's not so simple. Actually, you can light candles after Yontif. So anyway, so it's not like you can't light candles later, but most people are going to light candles early anyway. So the Magen Avraham doesn't, they don't say about lighting candles. They say by davening Ma'ariv or making Kiddush, that will be a conflict with Tamimus. Hence, one should wait until nighttime, Laila, to daven, or whichever opinion you accept, daven or make Kiddush, because we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tamimus. That's the first mention of the problem of bringing in, it's a latecomer to the party. No one before them said a word. So number one, it should depend also on the machlokes I just said, the Taz and the Marshal. According to the Taz, it shouldn't be a problem at all. Because according to the Taz, when you bring in Yontif or Shabbos, that's it. The day, so you have your Tamimus. Tamimus is over. Like, it's the next day. Unless you hold that you are canceling the Tamimus. But according to the Marshal, if you hold, you have that, it's only an Issa Malacha, but the mitzvahs don't begin until later, so then maybe according to the Marshal, you could argue that maybe you should make Kiddush or daven Ma'ariv early. But the Taz and the Magen Avraham are the first ones to bring up the problem of making Shavuos early. It'll be a problem of Tamimus. There's a Tshuva Sefer, I don't know if it's a Tshuva Sefer, but he writes, from the Chasim Sofer's grandson, I believe, his Oris Tshuva, I think the name of the Sefer is. And he brings down, he challenges the Taz and the Magen. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's very difficult. You're telling me, well, there's two problems. There's two problems with this. Number one problem is, I don't get it. We have a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Yontif. So we're worried about a chumrah of Tamimus, like, if I have a mitzvah in our Torah to bring in Yontif early, why would I let a drabbanan of Tamimus get in the way? Unless, of course, you want to say Tamimus is a deraisa. But that's the problem they have. But the Hizroris Tshuva says, what's the problem? He says, if there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Yontif, and even if you tell me there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tamimus, assuming Sfira is deraisa, which we assume it's derabanan. So we assume, but so what? What's the problem? Like, in other words, you have, the question is they ask is, let's assume back in the day when they wore tefillin all day, there was a time where people wore tefillin all day. So you're telling me, let's say they made an early Shabbos. So they made an early Shabbos, they stopped putting on tefillin. How could you do that? I'm not putting on tefillin for an hour and a half. Like, how could you make early Shabbos and take away from my Elova, then what? It's not a contradiction. The Torah, the same Torah that told me to wear tefillin all day, is the same Torah that told me to bring in Shabbos early. So obviously there's not a conflict. When I bring in Shabbos early, my mitzvah of tefillin stops. So he's the same thing here. What's the problem? You have tamimus. You keep it until you have tamimus, and once you make Tosefes Yontif, your tamimus is over. So this Oris Tshuva doesn't like the Taz and the Magna. He says you can make colloquial early Yontif, according to his Oris Tshuva. Whatever time you made, if you made early Shabbos on Friday, let's say Prag HaMincha is about 7:05, you could daven Mincha 6:45, daven Ma'ariv after 7:05, come home and have your Shmuz meal 7:30. He doesn't go for this Tamimus Dray. He says, like, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Yontif. I'm not going to let some chumrah of Tamimus get in the way of my biblical mitzvah of Tosefes. So it makes sense, Alpi Svara. However, the minig is still, most don't follow the Zoris Tshuva, but it is a very strong point he makes. That's one reason. So one reason people don't make early Shavuos is because of the Taz and the Magen Aram. Another reason brought down is for a different reason. Interesting, the only Yontif in the Torah, obviously the only biblical Yontif, that doesn't have a date in it. All the other Yom Tovim tell me when it is. But by Shavuos it says 50 days, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. And as the Gemara says, Pabai, sometimes Shavuos, not anymore, but back in the day, sometimes Shavuos fell out on the 5th of Sivan, the 6th or 7th. So there is no specific date. It's based on 50 days. So again, one could take a kul or a chumra out of it. So some achronim say, Rav Sternbruch and others, that since the Torah doesn't give me a date, so I have no right, I can't add to it. He says, when you have a specific time, like a Shabbos, we know when it is, or if we have, let's pick a Shvi Shel Pesach, we know the date, so we have a right to add to it. But since the Torah does not give me a... In other words, one could argue the opposite. How much more so, then, if they don't give me a date? So I could bring... You know, one could argue either way, but Rav Sternbruch argues L'chumra. He's saying, since the Torah doesn't give us a date, that's why we can't do Tosefet. That's why it's different this Yom Tov than other Yom Tov when we do it. But since there is... Again, that gets into a separate, there's a famous Machlokas Achronim. This isn't Machlokas Achronim, is Yontif Sheni of Shavuos. The Rambam writes, really, there shouldn't be one. Because when we don't need to know the day. Who cares if you have a calendar? I don't have to know what date on the calendar is. All I know is I count 50 days. And I get to Shavuos, so everyone knows when Shavuos is. There's no Sveika Diyoma. So the Rambam writes, to keep the uniformity, we just keep, it doesn't make sense to keep Yontif Sheni on Shavuos, because we all know the date, even Bizman Monei Makadish HaPiriyah. But we do it to keep the uniformity. So one might think, and that's why we find Kulas on Yontif Sheni, the Gemara talks about, regarding Kfura, burial, regarding refuah. But interesting, the Chasim Sofer, he has a chumra. He claims Yontif Sheni on Shavuos is stricter than all the other. See, again, it's the opposite. I would have said the opposite. For he said, because why? He said, because we're keeping Yontif Sheni b'Torah Zvadai. We all know it's not, but so he wants to claim that's a chumra. Others will say, yeah, the whole Yontif Sheni might be b'Torah Zvadai, but the whole thing is only b'Torah's, you know. So, you know, well, again, my point is, you could argue that point either way. So Rav Sternbruch argues l'chumra, there's no Tosefes Yontif on Shavuos because there's no date. And the Chasim Sofer argues Yontif Sheni is more machmir because since it was given b'Torah's Vada, because there was no Sveika Diyoma. So, either way, so the second reason not to make Yontif early is Rav Sternbruch's Svara, which I said, one could argue the opposite and say maybe for sure you can because there is no date, so I could bring it in. It shows I could bring it in when I want to. Either way, that'd be a second reason. Another reason brought down is there's a famous Netziv. Netziv says, it writes by Shavuos, it says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh. It uses the word be'etzem on this day. So the Netziv writes, and that's what the Avraham Drum writes about Asara B'Tevis. Be'etzem ayom, that's why we fast on Friday. We usually don't fast on a Friday, but Asara B'Tevis we do. So according to the Netziv, it has to be be'etzem. So you can't, it's coming to exclude Tosfos Yom. That's why the Netziv writes there's no Tosfos. You can't bring in Shavuos early because it says be'etzem ayom hazeh. There's a big nafkamina then. According to the Netziv then, that maybe you can't bring in Yontif Sheni early either. But according to the reason of the Taz and the Marshal, there's no problem of a Tamima, so Yontif Sheni wouldn't be a problem. Depending on what reason, according to the Rav Sternbruch, I guess it should be a problem also Yontif Sheni, because there's still no date on Yontif Sheni. So far we have three reasons. We have Tamimus, we have doesn't give the date of Shavuos. Three, we have, it says, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Ah, you'll tell me, I think on Yom Kippur it says, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. So maybe you could say, that's why, this is what I'm saying. So perhaps the reason why, that's why the Torah used Yom Kippur as an example. Because I might have thought, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh, maybe you can't make Yom Kippur early. Either you could say the Netziv is wrong, because you could just say, if you want to say, well, we're rejecting it, Netziv, look at Yom Kippur, I want to give the Netziv some credit, he knew what I knew. So I'm assuming the Netziv held that's the Chiddush of Yom Kippur. We dafka learning out from Yom Kippur because it said Be'etzem, but normally you're right, Be'etzem by Yom Kippur is usually an exclusion to Tosefes, unless the Torah tells me, so that's the Netziv. There's a very interesting fourth reason. I don't think, you know, it's a nice shtickle. I don't know how much it is lahalacha, but I always like good shtickles. So the fourth reason the Achronim bring down is, it's the first Mishnah in Brachas. First Machlokas in Shas, in the Rishonim, perhaps. Rashi and Tosfos. Because the Mishnah, basically we know in general, we know we assume that we do Kriya Shema late at night. So again, it's not a new issue. Even Bizmana Mishnah, Bizman Rashi, Tosfos, they davened early. And also they didn't have lights then, so it made it even more of an issue. But so Rashi writes, what happens when they davened early? So the question is, what about Kriya Shema? Even in Vishavaka Vukumecha, how could you do? So Rashi answers, you're right. When you do Kriya Shema Alamita, now you fulfill your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the one you do in Shul, that's just to give Torah, you know, to have Torah before davening. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says, you could be Yotze, you know, you're Yotze your mitzvah of Kriya Shema even early. And that's Rabbeinu Tam that, perhaps even before, but that's not our nakuda here. So the question. So according to Rashi, Rashi holds that what they used to do every day, most of the time they daven in shul early, and how did they fulfill the mitzvah? Kriya Shema Amita, they fulfilled. So comes along some achronim and say, what happened? There's an old minug of Shavuos that people stay up all night and learn. So if you stay up all night and learn, that means you're not going to say Kriya Shema Alamita. If you're not going to say Kriya Shema Alamita, you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah in our Torah of Kriya Shema. So therefore, that's the minig. The minig of not davening early on Shavuos night is because the concern is that you're going to daven early Shavuos night and you're going to stay up all night. You're not going to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Hence, they said to daven later. So it's nothing to do with tamimas, and it's much more pragmatic concern. That means if you're not staying up all night, then there's no reason, not to bring in Shavuos early. So we see. So really, even though it starts off as a non-starter that one cannot bring in Shavuos early, it's far from simple. Again, the minhag Yisrael is to bring it in late. If you could bring it in late, I'm not telling you not to. Again, if a person has a tzarach, whether it's your kids or other issues. Again, so this, according to some, this Orris Tshuva would tell you, you can make colloquial early. Again, so if the Rav of the community or whatever, if it was a Shas Hadchak, you know, it was COVID or you were running out of, like the lights were going out, whatever, you know, let's say you're going to have a black, whatever other reasons, if someone brought in Shuas early tonight, I would not say he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah of, but that, so since the minig is not Shuas, I wouldn't go so far as for no good reason, you know, every specific case you have to ask. But then, I would be mako in the right situation. Like clearly nursing homes, I don't think it's an issue. Of course, you just make early, that's it. But I'm just saying it, but those who can make late, but then you don't have to take the last sheet of when seitzes. So what I'm saying is, if you normally wait 42 minutes after Shkia, when Shabbos is over, so if you want to make Kiddush a half an hour after, maybe even before, so there's much more room to be mako. So you don't have to be mako like this over. If you have a specific case, you could ask me privately, and I'll tell you what I think. But let's assume, you know, I just don't like eating 10 o'clock at night. Why would I? If I can eat earlier, why wouldn't I? I'm not looking for any coolies. So therefore, there's definitely what to rely on, that you wouldn't have to wait the full, you know, again, some people wait 72, wouldn't have to wait to, but again, the minig is most people wait to the full amount. That's the minig Yisrael. I'm just saying, if you have a Shas Tadchak, or for some reasons, whatever, Shalom Bayis, whatever the issues are, and you want to eat a little bit early on Shavuos, there are grounds, you know, to, you know, since according the probably sheet is before, but even starting 30 minutes after Shkia, there are different opinions. That's really, even some opinions hold even for Shabbos. Shabbos is over. That's not our minig, but if you hold 30 minutes after, you know, and so therefore that's to do Malacha Daraisa and to end Yom Kippur. You could definitely make Kiddush 30 minutes after, you know, and Miyot say this. It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. We worried about Tamimus, and according to most, Kiddush on Yontif is only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan also. We're dealing with D'Rabbanans here. We're not dealing with D'Raisas. So anyway, you're accepting Yontif earlier. The Yisra Malacha you're taking on anyway. Once Yontif comes, you're not doing Malacha. So basically, you don't have to go crazy and wait. You know, if people are starving, this, you know, machokis at home, shalom bayis, your wife's starving, so you don't have to wait, you know, you don't have to wait for sure 30 or maybe even 25, you know, depending on, the point is, if the Gemara said it, so that's it, you know, so it's a much stricter chumrah. I'm pointing out because this is a much later chumrah. It's only in the Achronim, so when a chumrah comes much later, I'm not saying you shouldn't follow it, but I'm just saying is, if there's much more room to be lenient under special situations, on Pesach it's Tesvav, and you can still find coolest to start early for real Shas Hadchak. So I'm saying you don't need the same Shas Hadchak Shavuos night than you need Pesach. Again, if you always waited, I'm not saying it's a big deal. Wait another 10-15 minutes and do it. I'm not saying you can't. For those who have a problem and those 10-15 minutes make a big difference and it's going to be a big machlokesh, you know, then I'm telling you, I'd be machmir on shalom bayis, I'd be machmir on other issues and be mako on this, is what I'm saying. All things being equal, if everyone's happy, there's nothing, learn an extra 10-15 minutes, it's the night of Shavuos, what could be wrong, you know, I guess something could be wrong if you assume you're postponing your mitzvah Simchas Yontif. You're not supposed to go into Yontif starving either, but generally I'm just saying is that, you know, the minig Yisrael is people wait, but I'm saying you are waiting. You're not going with the Zohar's Tshuva that says there's no problem. You are fulfilling Tamimus and that. So therefore, you know, once you get past 25, you know, past the Gross states and others, even for those who are not, so maybe the Chumrah the Chumrah is only the first, let's say, 20-25 minutes. After that, maybe it's a chua, maybe we day kula, you could argue. Maybe it's a chumra that's going to bring to a kula. So then, you know, you have to know the specific situations, but it's always important to know the sources. Not that you could possibly, you know why there's more room to be lenient. In other words, it's a big difference if the Torah tells me something straight out, that's it. If the Gemara tells, but when this is a much later Chumrah, that means if none of the Rishonim kept it, that means how can I say anything is wrong? You know, unless somehow they kept it, they kept it a secret from us, which is unlikely. So anytime you have a much later Chumrah, I'm not saying the Taz and the Magna didn't have good, maybe during that time, they had good reasons to make the Chumrah and other Achronim, but you have to know the situation. All my point is a big difference if it's a Pasuk and the Chumash telling you not to do it, if it's the Gemara telling you not to do it, if the Rishonim telling you not to do it, and at least here it's the Gedoli Achronim telling you not to do it. It's even more if rabbis today are the first ones telling you not to do something. Again, I don't mean they could, but I don't mean rabbis today, because maybe there's a new scenario that didn't come up before. Then of course no one's going to talk about it because they didn't have it. I'm not saying that's totally different. I'm saying the Rishonim would agree with, in other words, you'd have to explain why the Rishonim didn't think there was a problem with Tamimas and other people did. Obviously, if it's an electrical issue of shaving or doing ovens, obviously they're not going to talk about it because they didn't have it. So that's not what I'm talking about. Clearly, Rabban, they have to paskin new shilas because the reality is different. I'm talking about questions that are no different today than they were 100 years ago or 500. Why is there a different psak? You have to know why. Like, what's changed then? Yeah, and maybe this, and I'm not saying nothing has changed. There could be good reasons why things have changed, and that's why you can never paskin in a vacuum. You have to know the principles, and that's why they say Derek Drush, the Kedushas HaLevi says, that's why it says when Eliyahu will come down, Tishbi, Yitaritz, Kushas, he'll come down and answer up the shilas we don't have when Mashiach comes. The question is, last year I checked, there was a much greater rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu. So, some might say it's Kfira, but Kedushas HaLevi says it, that no, because Moshe Rabbeinu's dead, and now he has to come back to life. So I'm sure he's a quick learner, but you can't paskin a shaila if you don't know what's this, if you don't live in the world you're living in. Eliyahu was alive the whole time. Again, it's more Derek Drush. The point is, you can't have someone from the dead paskining shailas waking up and because half the shaila is knowing the reality, and you got to paskin on the facts. If you don't know the facts, how could you paskin? So the point being is, that's why Eliyahu HaNavi, so to speak, is alive. So therefore we paskin. So that's the pshat. So that's what they say.